Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, January 3rd, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today is Missions Monday, so I look forward to getting back into the rhythm of praying for our mission partners. We are reading Genesis chapter 2 today. We'll also be in Psalm 30, and then we'll read from Mark chapter 1, verses 20 through 45, beginning with Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there it was separated into four headwaters. The name of the first is the Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah, where there is gold. The gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there. The name of the second river is the Gihon. It winds through the entire land of Cush. The name of the third river is the Tigris. It runs along the east side of Ashur. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die." The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Before we move on, I just want to comment a minute on Genesis chapter 2. Isn't this a wonderful retelling of the creation story? I remember from this story the importance of God resting when he has finished his work, and then the beautiful story about the river that is flowing through the land of Eden. Think back to Revelation when we were reading it last year, and the river appearing near the temple and flowing out of the temple and bringing life to everything around it, and there are trees on each side of the river that are producing fruit all months of the year. This is the same symbolic river that we see in Eden that is providing life and fruitfulness. And then we see Adam and Eve, Eve being created from the man. And when he sees her, what does he say? It's really funny. "This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh." And then he names her. "She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." Every time I read these verses, I think of the time in seminary where I was tasked with doing a wedding sermon. And so I used this passage and I kind of made a little quippy statement. I said that when Adam saw Eve, he said, "Whoa, man." Now, that can be taken several different ways, but the way I meant it is that Adam was overtaken with the beauty of what God had created in a helpmate for him, a helper, someone who is suitable to be alongside. And as I've listened to Jen Wilkin talk about these verses, she talks about not just in marriage that we help one another, but the partnership it is for humanity, for us to contend alongside for fruitfulness and for the good of others. And that is what we do as a church. We are called to be on mission together so that the name of Christ will be praised and so that the light of Christ will go forward into the world. Let's move to our second reading, a reading from Psalm 30, a psalm, a song for the dedication of the temple of David. "I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you his faithful people. Praise his holy name, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I will never be shaken. Lord, when you favored me, you made my royal mountain stand firm, but when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, Lord, I called. To the Lord, I cried for mercy. What is gained if I am silenced? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, Lord, and be merciful to me. Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever." And now let's move over to the Gospel of Mark. We will be reading Mark 1, 21 through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, "Jesus drives out an impure spirit." They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they immediately told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons. But he would not let the demons speak, because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet, the people still came to him from everywhere. Today, we are praying alongside Haggai Institute. Their mission is to equip and inspire strategically positioned leaders to more effectively demonstrate and present the gospel of Jesus Christ and to prepare others to do the same all around the world. And so when we partner with the Haggai Institute, we are partnering with believers in 189 nations. Now, Google says that there are only 195 nations. And so even today, as we pray for Haggai Institute, let's pray for those six nations where there is no presence of the gospel through this organization. Would you pray with me? Father, we raise our voices together in praise to you. Thank you for creating heaven and earth. Thank you for creating mankind and giving us hearts that long for you, that know your creative beauty and recognize it in the world around us. Help us to be like Jesus, indignant at the pain that sin causes, and help us to root it out in our own lives and to hope for and work toward the restoration of others and their lives that have been destructed by sin and by other sin and by the evil one. We pray, Lord, today for our partner in ministry, the Haggai Institute, as they equip believers all over the world to share the gospel and to teach the good news. We pray for each nation that is represented in this organization, and we pray that your gospel would continue to go forward to those nations that don't have representation in them today. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray that you would bless them. I pray that Psalm 30 would be balm to their souls, that they would be encouraged by your words in it, that though weeping may stay for the night, rejoicing comes in the morning. And we place our hope in you, Lord, that you are sovereign and your word is steadfast, and you are bringing about a redemptive work in our hearts and our lives. And for this we praise you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.